if I'm going to share this, and if I am, where I'm going to share this. I might just record it and just share it with the Soul Talks family, or I might share it wider. I'll see how I feel when I'm done. So good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. I first of all want to just give a big shout out to the Soul Talks family, the WhatsApp group, because my younger siblings, at least my younger brother, as far as I know, has not been as blessed as I have been in terms of the behavior of the members of some of the WhatsApp groups that he's in, at least from what he tells me. I want to thank you guys, especially those of you who may have seen the stories, have heard the news all over the place. It is all over social media. You've seen it. You've seen these stories. You've made the connection somehow. But as a proof of the caliber of people that we have in this group, none of you has shared that link or any of those links in this group. None of you has DM'd me any link to ask me any question. If any of you knows anything, it's because I have told you myself. And I want to believe that it's not because you don't care. Those of you who know, I just want to believe that it's because you just exercised a level of instinctive care. And you're saying to yourself that, you know what? If Salt wants to share with us, she will share with us. If this concerns Salt in any way, she will share with us. I share stuff with you like this. But just for me, my take is that you guys who have made the connection, who know that this FUT Mina, Adefolalu, you've made that connection to me, and you've held yourself back from coming at me in any way, either directly or in the group. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. My younger brother has not been. In fact, he found out from social media before the family had gotten a chance to tell him. That's how horrible it was. I didn't even know that until he told me. Because when this thing happened, there was a rush to try and tell everybody before it broke on social media. I'm not saying anything. I'm mostly, since Sunday, I've been mostly in shock, you know? Horrified sadness, horrified, horrible sense of sadness at just the sheer uselessness of this matter and how unnecessary it all is. Like, I can't even. I can't even. I don't think I've felt this way. This traumatized. The last time I felt this way was, I'm sure you know it, yeah, when Shirley passed. But even when Shirley passed, even in my grief, even as traumatized as I was, I was very vocal about it, and I was all over my handles talking about it. So you may wonder, okay, why are you not that now? I think first and foremost is out of respect for my younger siblings. It's not about me. It's our family's tragedy. It's a family loss. It's devastating to me. This was somebody I knew, grew up with. I was, you know, a member of my family. Well, I've chosen by myself to just, you know, let her children lead on how they want this handled and how much of it. I mean, it's already nastily out there anyway, but I don't think that it's me that should take the lead on whether they want any of this on our handles. That's the way I see it. So I'm really just processing a whole lot. These kids are going through a whole lot. We have now all come into that club, they call it, of those who have no mother and have no father. It's just sad. And I know I've been telling my one of the first things that have crossed my mind was, oh my gosh, they're so young. They're too young not to have their mom in their lives. They're too young. So anyway, the main reason for this is just to say thank you, Soul Talks family. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for being instinctively caring and that's for those of you who knew and who had made the connection. For those of you who knew but didn't make the connection, I'm very glad you did not make the connection, because who knows, maybe it would have been you that may have made the mistake of coming to ask me or share it in the group. And for those of you who don't have a clue what I'm talking about, it's even better. Just preserve your ignorance, it's okay. There's some things that you don't need to know. I'm going to post this in the WhatsApp group. Okay, I'm kind of certain now that I'm going to only share this in the Soul Talks group. I'm going to post this in the WhatsApp group. And just to help all of us, I'm going to close the group for comments, because I'm not really asking for you to reply to this. I just want to express my gratitude to you and to crave your prayers for the family, especially the children, that God should strengthen their hearts and mine as well, and every member of the family, because it's been jolting. It's one thing to lose a family member, but then to lose a family member, you know, under this kind of circumstances, and for every time you get an update, for things to just get uglier and uglier, it's a lot. It's a different kind of grieving, it's a different kind of sadness. So please keep us all in your prayer. That's all I really crave. And I will also beg that, you know, just listen to it and just pray. I've been fielding phone calls a lot. The people I've told, people who know about this, is because I told them myself, because I needed a prayer wall around myself and my family. And I knew that if I told them, they would know what to do. And there were some times that my mind was just going crazy and I needed, you know, to just exhale and share. But I don't really want to talk. and I don't really want to chat about this. So I beg you, just give me some space to maybe the weekend and beyond, and maybe and I know you're like, ah, so then why are you talking now, why are you sharing if you don't want to talk? No, I was clear. I just wanted to appreciate the Soul Talks family group, and I also wanted to address some of the people in the group who probably would be wondering why I haven't said anything on any of my handles about this yet. I think at least as a WhatsApp group where we're more like a family, where at least that's how I feel, because you guys have been my ride or die for years now. How many years? 7 years. July was 7 years, because we started this in 2016, and there's nothing that's happened to me that I've not brought to share with you. So why would this be any different? But just that it's a little bit different in the way I'm responding to it, and I just thought I should come and say that to you and let you know at least why I've been quiet about this. When the children and the family want to share anything about this, I will follow their lead. Counting on your understanding, and I'm counting on your prayers. Thank you so much. And as the Yorubas will say, may we not hear this kind of tragic story again. And may the days between this one and the next be very far from each other. And may the Lord just continue to hide us in his sanctuary, hide us under his feathers, continue to be our refuge in this country, in this world, because the days are clearly evil. If we're living in a world where a 14-year-old girl and two other teens, because I don't think that they could be, how much older would they be if they're friends, could just decide to offer life because you were let go because of your own bad behavior, which you have admitted. No, the days are evil. But the Lord will continue to surround us and be in the midst of us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Didn't mean for this to be this long, but it is what it is. Thank you for listening. And again, please help me. Help me navigate this season the best way I know how in the moment. Yeah. Thank you, and bless each one of you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.